All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Halloween, and I don't know what it's like where you are, but where I am, I'm expecting about 80 trick-or-treaters. And by the way, I mean, to the guy who accused the first caller of lying, now, we might have some confusion between Kaisertown and Lovejoy. But Rich Fontana says, "Hi, Tom. Kaisertown last night had thousands of people on the streets. Kaisertown has a safe time, and it was a good time had by all." So if you're in Kaisertown and you would like to verify that Kaisertown had tons of people for Beggar's Night, I'm all about corroboration, okay? I like multiple stories from multiple witnesses, adds to the credibility. It's like the sighting of the Phoenix Lights, okay? I mean, the more people step forward and say, "I saw it, and here's a video," the more credible it is. And, of course, the government's lying explanation, they were flares dropped by helicopters. Yeah, right. I trust the government about as much as I trust a reformed prostitute. But anyway, that's another story. Let's see. What I want to know, and it, like Buffalo, we're a border city, right? Duh. We're a border city. You remember Canada, right? That place you might have gone before the pandemic, and maybe you've gone back there recently. My ex-wife enjoys she got the Hawaiian pizza at her favorite pizzeria over in Canada. I think she goes over there and picks those up, which I don't know. I'm not particularly into Hawaiian pizza, but she is, so that's her thing. That's her bag, baby. But Canadians of the world, listen up. You have nothing to lose but your chains. Canadian candy bars include, but are not limited to, Coffee Crisp. Oh, Coffee Crisp for a guy who doesn't drink coffee. And I've explained this before. Every now and again, I'll give myself a triple shot of espresso. But generally speaking, I don't do coffee because if you take high blood pressure meds, why do you want to raise your blood pressure? It seems like you're kind of at cross purposes, right? Coffee Crisp, caramilk. Should I get down on my knees when I say caramilk? One of the most amazing chocolate bars ever in history. And this is from a guy, again, I've lost most of my sweet tooth. I don't know what has happened to me over the past 10 to 15 years. I just don't eat a lot of sweets. My own wedding, I had 2 bites of cake and I said, "Okay, that's enough. Let's go to the buffet." Can you say shortest wedding in history? Uh-huh. Kit Kat bars. Well, we have Kit Kat bars in the United States, but Kit Kat bars in Canada, I think, I'm pretty sure they might be made with crack. That's not to be taken literally. The point being, they're very addictive. Big Turk. Okay, I'm lost with Big Turk. First of all, how in Canada, in this political day and age, can you actually call a candy bar Big Turk and not be charged with a hate crime? How can a store, given the changing demographics of Ontario, how could a store possibly offer a candy bar called Big Turk? Seems to me to be very culturally insensitive. How could we forget the Aero bar, A-E-R-O? Crispy Crunch is another one. Don't you remember being a kid and watching those some of these advertised on Hockey Night in Canada or Saturday Night Wrestling with Lord Athol Layton? I actually thought the guy was a member of the British nobility as a kid. There was a whole world of wrestling before the WWF came along. Let's see. Crispy Crunch, mentioned that. Snickers bars. Okay, we've got Snickers here in the USA. Candy bar called the Crunchy. Again, I must plead ignorance. I have never had a Crunchy bar. Star bar. Maybe I've had one. Maybe I haven't. But those of you in Canada may be salivating right now. Here's another one that is a big one in Canada. Never had it myself. Bounty bars. And there's also something, and forgive my ignorance, because I've never, ever eaten one of these. I have no idea what it tastes like, what it's like. I have nothing to which to compare it, but Mr. Big, the only Mr. Big I know of, features Buffalo's own bass prodigy, Billy Sheehan. Tanner? Now that's Mr. Big to me. Kind of a poppy, schmaltzy song, but you know, it works. And if my buddies in Back to the Bars are listening, you want to really blow people away, whip that one out. Mr. Big, you whip that one out, boys, and I'll see you on Friday night. So anyway, these are the big candy bars in Canada. So like, we have a lot of Canadian listeners, okay? So where the hell are you right now? Where? Tell me something. Why are your candy bars, I think, so much better than so many of the American candy bars? And then we get into the what is and is not a candy bar. Payday, which is a bunch of peanuts held together with some kind of gooey contraption, that is a candy bar. And as far as paydays, you know what? Payday, it's also very salty. There's a definite salty taste to a payday, which kind of makes it, because you can't have you can't have peanuts without salt now, can you? But anyway, if you are Canadian and you want to update us on Coffee Crisp, Caramel, Kit Kat, Big Turk, racist, Arrow, Crispy Crunch, Mr. Big, Snickers, Crunchy, Star Bar, or Bounty, I would love to hear from you. Now, one of the things that I discovered many, many years ago at the duty free, at least, look, I don't know what it's like now, because I can't tell you the last time I've been to Canada. I've been thinking about that. I don't even know, because it used to be so easy, and now it just seems like, it's not worth it. No disrespect to Canada, but I'm sure you can live just fine without me. But in any event, what is it about your candy bars? And I'm kind of curious, like, what is the Buffalo audience's favorite candy bar? Do you have a favorite Canadian candy bar? And if you are Canadian and you are exposed to these candy bars on a regular basis, how is it possible that anybody in Ontario or the rest of the provinces of Canada are not all 300 pounds? Because as much as I've lost my sweet tooth, I must confess that if there was a Coffee Crisp available 24/7, I might, A, turn into a caffeine freak, B, turn into the second coming of the Hindenburg. 803-0930, that was a big blimp, by the way, for those who don't know. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Least favorite candy, most favorite candy. Larry in Canada, you are on WBEN. So Canadian candy bars, bro, what is it about you guys?
It's just the milk over here. Maybe we've got different cows. Just like, you know, there's a Jersey cow, well, maybe there's a Niagara Falls cow. Anyways, Roman Nougat. Roman Nougat bar.
Roman Nougat? You know, all of these years, and I don't know that I've ever quite figured out what nougat is. Nougat is, let's see. Trying to find nougat here. The technical definition of nougat. Nougat is a confection made with sugar or honey that's cooked and then whipped with egg whites to aerate it. Ah, now we now know what nougat is. And I thought it was the guy who did Cat Scratch Fever. Ted Nougat.
Then they put small little jujubes in it.
Wait, now let's not get religiously insensitive about this. First, we have the Big Turk. Now you're talking about jujus. I mean, and that's another thing. How can you call anything in 2023 a juju? I mean, it just sounds like, I don't want to really say that.
Maybe it should be called juju.
Yeah, thank you. Much better idea. Much more culturally sensitive to everybody. Hold on. I like the cow and the milk explanation, Larry. I think you might be on to something. No disrespect to the dairy farmers of Western New York or Pennsylvania where candy bars are made, but if milk chocolate's basic ingredient is milk, it stands to reason that Canadian bars might be better. Of course, that is a subjective judgment than the American counterparts. We're going to get back to him and hopefully some other Canadians on WBEN. And your beer, too. I mean, how do you account for the beer? Better hops? All right. It is Bowerly, and we're talking about, oddly enough, candy, because it's Halloween, and nothing is going to dissuade children from trick-or-treating. I remember there was one Halloween where the weather was just absolutely foul, and my dad, you're not going out trick-or-treating. Look at this weather. And I actually defied him. I said, oh, I'm going out. I'm getting my free candy. And then I came home with double pneumonia. It was fascinating, but didn't really have double pneumonia. Here is Paul in Alden. Paul, you're on WBEN. What do you have in your mind?
Hi, Tom. We usually have my son goes to Canada to get Kit Kats. And what we found is the difference between the Kit Kats are made in the United States and Canada is one is made by Nestle's in Canada and the one made in the United States by Hershey. I just believe that the ones in Canada, that they just do a better job. Nestle's is a better company and use better ingredients. There's a huge difference.
It's interesting you say that. Do you believe there is any validity? And I have to admit, I'm not up on my cows or my dairy because lactose intolerance kind of does that to you. But as far as the, do you think it's just a better quality of milk that goes into Canadian chocolate, and that's why it is so, it's so pleasantly sensual?
No, I think it's just a cheapened up the American companies, Hershey, just cheapened up the quality of the chocolate. You know, I don't think it has to do with milk or anything like that. I don't think that would do it.
Well, in what way? I mean, you say they've cheapened it. In what way do you think they have cheapened it? I mean, if you're going to cheapen something, you're going to do it.
Well, if Americans can make it cheaper than anything, they'll do it just to save a buck.
Well, if that's the case, I'm surprised we haven't outsourced all of our candy to China.
Well, it'll probably be next, you know.
I mean, the nice thing about Chinese candy would be it would be contaminated with simian virus 40. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they've done it before, so it's possible.
you think? That's very, very interesting. Are there other Canadian bars that, I mean, look, Caramello, which was not on my list that I just read from the internet, Caramello, have you ever had a Canadian Caramello milk chocolate with caramel? And it's great because you can break off a little piece here, a little piece there, and 2 minutes later it's done?
No, I've never had anything other than the Kit Kats. We just seem to that's our favorites, And like I said, the only we get them from other people. My son goes over there and gets a whole bunch and brings them over. Everybody just loves it. It's a huge difference. Everybody can tell the difference. It's just the quality is so much better.
Well, again, Kit Kat bars. Believe it or not, the American Kit Kat bars that I've given out in the past, but not this year, are a perennial favorite among the monsters who come to my door from 6 to 8 on Halloween.
Yeah, they just probably never had the good stuff, so they wouldn't know the difference.
The good stuff. Listen to you. You're the Frank Lewis of candy bars. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. That was a reference to the Russell Crowe movie American Gangster, if you didn't know. Listen to the show long enough, and you're going to hear movie references, which we I might get into, like, scary movies part of today's show. And I have to warn you in advance, it's not my genre, baby. It's not my bag. But maybe I just haven't seen the right movie. I don't know. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, seriously, I mean, we have some fun and we have some jokes on the show. But the one thing I'm real serious about is please drive extra, extra, extra cautiously this evening, because the last thing I want to be talking about tomorrow is some poor kid hit by a car on Halloween. This should be a night of fun and frivolity, and you can do your part by driving very, very safely, understanding that these kids are excited. They're on a sugar high. They want to get to as many houses as possible, and they might be wearing masks, which obscure their vision. So please, 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 I beg of you, drive safely. A couple of weeks ago, I saw the aftermath, the immediate aftermath of somebody who was struck and killed by a van. And trust me, that's not the way you want to go out, and you don't want to be the driver of that vehicle. The driver, I think, was in as much shock as the poor person dead on the ground. It is 27 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's a pleasant Halloween thought, but you know what? If it makes somebody drive more safely, I'm all for it. I'll shock you into safety on WBEN. Yeah, Tanner Saunders behind the glass making the magic happen. News Radio 930 WBEN. Halloween is upon us, and Canadian candy bars. I'd love to hear from Canadians. Usually you have a lot of input on the program. And I'd also like to hear from Americans on, do you think that Canadian candy bars are better than American candy bars, number one? Number two, those of you who live in Kaisertown, were you flooded with kids last night? I've got two people who say yes, and I've got one person who said no, although there might have been confusion between Kaisertown and Lovejoy, which I suppose is entirely possible. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Coffee Crisp, just the name. Can we just think here for a moment? The name Coffee Crisp. It just rolls flowingly off the tongue. Coffee Crisp. Don't know how much caffeine is in Coffee Crisp. I'm sure I can find out. Smarties. How did we forget Smarties on the list we read before? Caramilk. Big Turk. Which, you know, they're going to have to change the name of that, right? You know that Big Turk is not long for this world under that name. Crispy Crunch. The Arrow Bar. And one of our callers said the Arrow Mint Bar is the ticket. Star Bar. Something else I've never had. I haven't had a lot of things in this life. Bounty. Crunchy. Eat More. Oh, come on. That's just an invitation to be obese. Eat More. Okay. Twix. Macintosh's Toffee. Oh, Score Bars. Okay, I forgot about Score Bars. S-K-O-R. They are kind of like, correct me if I'm wrong, they're kind of like a, I want to say a Heath Bar, but it's been so long. Isn't a score bar kind of like a Heath Bar? Cadbury, full size. Cadbury Star Bar. And, of course, I don't know if Tanner is ready, but my own personal favorite as far as names are concerned, Mr. Big, the largest chocolate bar on the market, calls Canada its home, but has not yet graced America's convenience stores, according to Narcity.com. Do you happen to have the song handy there, Tanner? Are you ready to go with the song? Do we have that ready? Oh, Tanner, that's just so unfortunate for all of us. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let us get back to the calls on WBEN. Ed in Buffalo. Ed, do you agree, first of all, that Canadian candy bars are better than American candy bars?
Wholeheartedly. And one of the reasons, and your previous caller touched on it, that a lot of stuff is made by Hershey here, but it's made by Nestle in Canada. Hershey, to cheapen the chocolate, they use actually a lot of wax, paraffin wax, and then they counteract that with more sugar, which gives you a grainy, terrible texture.
What makes you the expert on paraffin wax and how things are done?
Well, I know you don't like to mention brands and companies.
No, there's no reason to. I mean, Nestle is fine. Hershey is fine. You know, whatever. That's cool. But if we could just be a little bit discreet about the use of names, that helps me too.
Sure. Well, there used to be a local company, and I grew up across the street from the owners of that local chocolate company, named after a big waterfall in North Country there. And the owners told me that. They said a lot of companies use wax, and they described the whole thing. And they said, we don't do that. And they'll say the best test is because cocoa butter is barely solid at room temperature, it usually melts in your hand. And they said our chocolate bar will melt in your hand, whereas like a Hershey bar is made to be more shelf stable. That's one of Hershey will tell you, well, we make it more shelf stable, but it's really to cheapen it. So it has that paraffin wax in it to so it won't melt. Whereas like a Cadbury bar, those will start to melt in your hand because they're better chocolate.
Well, that used to be the one of the taglines of, I can't believe nobody has called in with M&Ms. Nobody has called in with peanut M&Ms. And I seem to be the only person who thinks that the peanut butter M&Ms are better than Reese's Pieces.
Oh, by far. Because there's a little bit of chocolate. There's no chocolate in the Reese's Pieces.
No. There's something to me, if you want to talk about quality of chocolate or candies or whatever, the few times a year I get a sweet tooth, I'm likely to go for the peanut butter M&Ms, and if I'm going to splurge, I'm going to do the big size, the king size of peanut butter M&Ms. Yeah, baby.
Oh, that's a delightful treat.
Well, it is, and if you knew what I ate on a daily basis, you would say, yeah, dude, you're kind of entitled to a little bit of a treat. But, you know, one of the candies, one of the bars that has not come up yet, actually there are a couple of them, Butterfinger. Do you remember when Bart Simpson was talking about Butterfingers? Butterfingers went through the roof, and my own mother, true story, I saw Mom earlier this week, and she was watching TV, and she saw an ad for Kit Kat bars. So guess what she had sent to her? Kit Kat bars. And they're going to sit in her freezer until the day she dies. The pleasant thought.
Has anyone brought up Clark bars?
No! Oh, Clark bars! Absolutely!
Those have a particular bad taste in my mouth when a district attorney with the same last name was running, my dad was on the campaign, and we handed out full-size Clark bars for Halloween that year. I'm sure with a tag.
I was going to say, of course, at this point, kids probably could vote. I mean, who's going to stop them?
Yeah, but so we had cases of them. I remember we had to go special order them at like Tetzo Brothers on Military.
Yep, that's a very big place filled with very voluminous amounts of chocolate or candy. At least it was last I was there. Like,
yeah, I don't think they're around anymore.
Because I haven't been there in 43 years, so it's entirely possible that they have gone the way of all business and all flesh. But the Canadian bars, do you have a favorite? And I'm not talking about, yeah, I remember the old King Eddie. The Canadian candy. Remember when the King Edward burned down? What a tragedy that was. But I digress. I remember tons of fun. Anyway, I only went there like a couple of times when I was 18 years old. And as a cherubic-faced young man, I was called to the stage by Tons of Fun, who basically surrounded my head with her very ample bosom. But anyway, I still have recurring nightmares about the entire experience. But I apologize to anybody related to Tons of Fun. I'm just saying it was a trauma that I never have quite gotten over. But Canadian chocolate bars, to me, are da bomb, baby.
That's a throwback phrase there, too. But
not
yeah,
that
are.
Far, not that ancient. I didn't say it was groovy. I didn't say it was hip. I said, well, you know what I said.
It's only about 25 years past its prime.
Shut up. You guys have to call and just break my nads every day?
Well, hey, I was around when it was popular. But no, a Coffee Crisp or an Aero Bar.
Oh, the Aero Bar. You know, I think I've had an Aero Bar, and maybe you can help me with this. When you bit into an Aero Bar, it was almost cavernous. It almost looked like a beehive inside or a wasp nest inside. Am I correct?
Sure. I mean, it wasn't as architectural, but yeah, well, it was soft. It was lovely. I'm sure they still are.
Do you have any idea? I mean, and please don't drop them off at the radio station. I don't eat food that people drop off, and I don't want people dropping anything off. But do you know what I would do right now for a Caramello bar? And again, I have lost my taste for sweets, but I'd have to make an exception for a Caramello bar made in Canada because of the texture of the chocolate and the creamy, sticky goodness of the caramel inside. Notice I did not say caramel, I said caramel.
Absolutely. No, they're delicious.
And I can't believe whatever happened to Butterfinger? How come Butterfinger seems to have lost its allure?
That's a fabulous question. Maybe they're not paying as much for the Simpsons advertising.
Well, Badfinger also lost its allure, but that was many, many years ago. Hey, I figure if you're going to go back in time, I'm going to go back in time, and I'll just mention bands. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate kindly your call.
Thank you.
Wait, I got to tell you something. Peace out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, as long as we're going down anachronism row, I might as well throw that one out for you. All right, thank you very much. All right, loves, it is coming up on 4:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, it's Break Tom's Nads Day today between the mispronunciation of recess and my use of a very ancient expression. Perhaps I should just do the show in Elizabethan English. That'd throw you. Throw me too. Let's go to traffic. I can read it, and sometimes I can speak it, but I gotta be in the mood. For me to be in the mood, I don't know that I could actually do the show. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Next up, we have John in Cheektowaga. John, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How the hell are you?
It's a beautiful day in my world.
Isn't it? It snowed and everything. It is a Buffalo October again.
Hey, don't worry. We'll see the sun in July, maybe.
Well, it depends on how much smoke we get sent down from Trudeau. Oops.
Oh!
What about the Mars bars? Do you remember a good old Mars bars? We used to have them here in the States, but they still sell them in Canada. I haven't seen them since I was a kid, and, you know, I guess still a kid. I'm 40.
Right. Right. I'm glad it was called the Mars bar and not the Uranus bar. First of all, if we're going to get our planets right, let's just make sure.
I would have been a careful one with those brown rings.
That's Saturn, sir. And the rings are multicolored. But anyway, you know what? Can you just enlighten us? Was the Mars bar the one with the white creamy filling? And don't make any wise comments.
Oh, this is a tough one. Okay, so yes, it was, and I'm going to restrict myself, but it was delicious. It was creamy deliciousness is what I'll say. And I don't remember the last time I think I had one, but I can't say that it was past 11 or 12 years old. And then anytime up in Canada, you'd see them at their grocery stores up there next to a bag of milk or whatever it is, how they sell their milk.
Yes, milk in a bag. Bulldog and I used to joke about that all the time when we did the morning show on the other radio station. Milk in a bag. You can't beat milk in a bag. Mars bars. When's the last time anybody listening has had a Mars bar? Do you? I just. This is going to be a really goofy question, and you'll forgive me because sometimes I just ask goofy questions. Am I the only person who remembers the marathon bar that 13? I think it was like 13 inches long, and the best way I can describe it, it was chocolate covering caramel, and it looked like lattice work, not lettuce, but lattice. Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking. It was like an enormous Rolo, and The name made perfect sense, too, because it was a marathon to get that thing finished. By the time you pulled out all your fillings from the caramel, jaw just hurt from chewing. It's good to be an American, Tom.
It's good to be an American. But, you know, the one candy bar, and people have tried to tell me what it was, but it was on the market for a very short time in the United States. It was ultra lightweight. It had a white covering on it, and it was crunchy on the inside. And people have tried to help me out, and I still don't remember the name, and I still don't know that anybody has gotten it right. And it makes me wonder if it was just a giant childhood hallucination, but I know it wasn't, because we used to buy them at PK Drugs.
PK on Niagara Drugs,
Falls,
wow.
On Niagara Falls Boulevard, across from the Boulevard Mall. True story.
Wow. I think I know what you're talking about. I want to say that it was in a white and blue wrapper, similar to what the Baby Ruth had come in. And
I vaguely remember those. I believe it was a clear wrapper, which was designed so that you could actually see the creamy goodness inside.
Well, if that's not, you know, descriptive of most of my teenage years, I don't know what is.
Say goodbye.
Thank you.
Say goodbye. Okay, ciao. Have a happy Halloween. We'll continue this in the next hour, and I'm going to add something that I threatened I would add to the show, but I have to warn you, what I'm going to bring up in the next part of the program is something about which I know next to nothing. In other words, it'll be like pretty much every other show I've ever done on News Radio 930 WBEN.